Hello, everybody. My name is Brian. I'm a grateful believer in Christ, and I'm finding victory over drugs and alcohol. So you guys will have to give me grace tonight because the lesson is on grace, and this is the first time I've ever taught a lesson, so I'm nervous, and yeah. So tonight's lesson is on grace, and principle six is what is associated with the lesson grace. And principle six, it should come up on the screen there, evaluate all my relationships, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make amends for harm I've done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. Happy are the merciful, Matthew 5:6, and happy are the peacemakers, Matthew 5:9, are the verses associated with principle six. Step nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. And the Bible verse that's associated with that is, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, there remember that your brother or sister has something against you. Leave your gift in front of the altar. First, go and reconcile to them, then come and offer your gift. So tonight's teaching, like I said, is on grace. We're going to discuss principle six and further. There's handouts that were on your chairs. If you don't have one, raise your hand and we'll get you one. And also inside, there's a spot you can take notes. And we have an acrostic tonight, and so you can do the fill-in, and it'll come up on the screen as well. So last week, or not last week, 2 weeks ago, Marty had taught on the on forgiveness lesson, how we offer forgiveness to those who have hurt us and made amends for harm I've done to others when possible without expecting anything back. As we grow as Christians and as we grow in our recovery, we want to follow guidance and direction of Jesus Christ. As we get to know him better, we want to model his teachings and model his ways. We want to become more like him. Honestly, if we are going to implement principle six to the best of our ability, we need to learn to model God's grace. But how? Grace. The key verses of Celebrate Recovery are 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. But he said to me, "My grace is enough for you. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you. So I am very happy to brag about my weakness." One of my weaknesses was getting up here and talking tonight. I didn't want to do it, and Jack wouldn't let me talk myself out of it, so here I am. Then Jesus Christ's power can live in me. For this reason, I am happy when I have weakness, insults, hard times, sufferings, and all kinds of troubles for Christ. Because when I am weak, then I am truly strong. And so tonight, you know, when I finish this lesson, I'll be happy because I did it, and I did it for Christ. So, like I said, hopefully he'll show me grace too. Let's look at tonight's acrostic. So if you guys aren't familiar with an acrostic, it's the word, and then we put phrases that associate with each word of that, or each letter of that word. I'll go through them really quick, but then they'll pop up as we go through this, and you can write them down in your notes. So grace, the G is for God's gift. The R is received by our faith. A is for acceptance by God's love. C is Christ paid the price. And E is everlasting gift. So we'll start with the G. The G is God's gift. Grace is a gift that cannot be bought. It is freely given by God to you and me. When we offer our gift, our amends, and expect nothing back, that's a gift from us to those who have hurt us. So like an example, you know, I hurt my wife with my drug abuse and stuff. And so like I came to celebrate recovery, and I'm actually making a living amends with her too. Just always doing the right thing and showing grace and not expecting anything back in return from her, and just living a clean life and Celebrate Recovery has definitely helped with that. Romans 3:24 tells us, all need to be made right with God by His grace, which is a free gift. They need to be made free from sin through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13 says, prepare our minds for service and have self-control. All your hope should be for the gift of grace that will be yours when Jesus Christ is shown to you. If my relationship with God was dependent on being perfect, I would have trouble relating to God most of the time, which is a very true deal. I've been coming to this church for probably 8 years now, and using all 8 years except the last three, and I hid it from everybody. And I never felt perfect in God because I knew I couldn't. I was just a mess. And I could never relate to God because I always felt like I wasn't doing good enough for Him to receive His love or His grace. And that's what I found through Celebrate Recovery is, we're all sinners, and we don't have to be perfect, but we just need to try to live like Christ did and make amends for the wrongs we do on a daily basis. Thank God that my relationship with Him is built on His grace and love for me. He gives the strength to make the amends and offer forgiveness that Principle 6 requires. And how do we receive God's gift and grace? That's the R in grace. Received by our faith. So that's another fill in on your sheet. And they should be popping up. Do they pop up on the screen or not? There it is. No matter how hard we may work, we cannot earn our way into heaven. Only by professing our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior can we experience His grace and have eternal life. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is from the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. Let me share another verse with you. Philippians 3:9 states, No longer counting on being saved by being good enough or by obeying God's laws, but by trusting Christ to save me, for God's way of making us right with Himself depends on faith, counting on Christ alone. Also, Romans 5:2 says of Jesus, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Just a word of warning, our walks need to match our talk, which is very true, and this is something I've also worked on a lot in Celebrate Recovery. The biggest example is in driving, when someone pulls out in front of you, and like the first thought that comes into my head is derogatory comments about the person that pulled in front of me because they don't know how to drive. And Ron can relate to this too. That's the first instinct that comes into my head. But after going through Celebrate Recovery and trying to live as Jesus did, this my second nature thought starts saying, well, maybe that person's in a hurry or that person had a rough day. Sometimes I'll even say a quick prayer for the person. And so it's I'm just working on making my talk match my walk all the time. Our beliefs and values are seen by others in our actions. And that's another thing. If I'm at work and I'm talking with my coworkers that aren't Christians and I'm using F words and saying all that, that's not matching, my walk isn't matching my talk. And so if I'm doing that and I profess my faith in Jesus Christ, they're going to wonder, well, he doesn't talk like he does. And so it really doesn't reflect well on my beliefs in Jesus Christ. And it is through our faith in Christ that we can find our strength and courage needed for us to make the action Principle 6 requires, making our amends and offering our forgiveness. The next letter in grace is A. Wait for it. There it is. We are accepted by God's love. God loved you and me while we were still out there sinning. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's so true in my life. You know, Christ found me. I had completely gave up, and Christ just drew me in to actually celebrate recovery here, and I followed, and here I am today. We can, in turn, love others because God loves us first. We can also forgive others because God forgave us first. Colossians 3:13 says, be gentle and ready to forgive. Never hold grudges. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Ephesians 2:5 reminds us, though we are spiritually dead because of the things we did against God, he gave us new life with Christ. You have been saved by God's grace. So Christ died on the cross for our sins, and we've all been cleansed of that. I don't know about you, but I know that I do not deserve God's love. But the good news is he accepts me in spirit of myself. He sees all my failures and loves me anyways. And the same goes for you. Which is a good thing to know, because I was always trying to gain approval from my peers and my family, and just knowing that Christ is enough for me, and that he accepts me for the way I am. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, let us then feel very sure that we can come before God's throne where there is grace. There we can receive mercy and grace to help us when we need it. So that's the A. Now we'll move to the C, which is Christ paid the price. Jesus died on the cross so that all of our sins and all of our wrongs are forgiven. He paid the price, sacrificed himself for you and me, so that we may be with him forever. When we accept God's work on the cross, we are made a new creation. We can then rely on God's strength and power to enable us to forgive those who have hurt us. We can set aside our selfishness and speak the truth in love. We focus only on our part in making amends and offering our forgiveness. That reminds me of a saying that one of the people here in Celebrate Recovery always says, is clean your own side of the street, don't worry about the other person's side of the street. It's so true. Just do your part, because you can't change what the other people's doing. And you want to clean your side of the street, not expecting anything in return from the other individual. When we accept Christ's work on the cross, we are made a new creation. We can then rely on God. Oh, I already read that. I'm sorry. Ephesians 1:7 says, in Christ we are set free by the blood of his death. And so we have forgiveness of sins. How rich is God's grace. And that brings us to the last letter, which is letter E. Everlasting gift. Once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, God's gift of grace is forever. Let me read a quote from the Big Book of AA, and it's on pages 83 through 84. Once you have completed step 9, you will know a new freedom and a new happiness. You will comprehend the word serenity and know peace. You will suddenly realize that God is doing for you what you could not do for yourself. And here's a quote from the real Big Book, the Bible. And I am sure that God, who began a good work in a good work within you will keep right on helping you grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished. On that day when Jesus Christ returns. Philippians 1:16. Also, 2 Thessalonians 2:16 states, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father encourage you and strengthen you in everything you do and say. God loved us, and through his grace, he gave us a good hope and encouragement that continues forever. My life verse is 1 Peter 2:9, where God says, for you have been chosen by God himself. You are priests of the King. You are holy and pure and are God's very own. All this so that you may show to others how God called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were less than nothing, now you are God's own. Once you knew very little and got very little. Once you knew very little of God's kindness. Now your very lives have been changed by it, and stand before you as a product of God's grace. Everyone here this evening who has let Christ into his or her life is also a product of God's grace. So once we've asked for forgiveness for our sins and accepted Christ into our life, he shows us grace, and we're now believers in Christ. As we model this grace, we will be able to do the work that Principle 6 requires. Let's close tonight with Colossians 1:6. The gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. That's why I'm up here tonight, because God has showed me grace, and I'm trying to live that out in my life to help impact others so that they may find God's grace as well. So if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, I just ask that you you pray and ask for forgiveness from Jesus and just accept him into your life. It'll change your life forever. So that's what I've got. Thank you.